Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Hi, Kiara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What is the name of your company, Kiara?
We service over thousands of products for different companies.
Oh, because I got this number for TechRich.com. You have a company?
Yes, ma'am. I please have your zip code.
TechRich.com?
Your zip code.
Huh?
May I please have your zip code?
34117.
Thank you.
I have a problem, Kiara. This company sent me something in representing Walmart today, and they request for me to pay $9.99 to send me some price from Walmart that they are processing. I say okay, and I authorize to pay $9.99. But the problem is that the company duplicated the amount that I authorized. So they're charging me twice the same price. I need to correct that problem or cancel everything.
Okay, ma'am.
Because that is affecting my bank account. Excuse me, that is affecting my bank account, Kiara.
Okay, may I please have your first and last name?
Sonia Rodriguez. I did the application and accept the information they sent me on my phone today.
Okay,
but I was
ma'am.
Surprised that they tried me twice.
I'm not finding an account. Can you spell your first and last name for me?
Rodriguez, Sonia, and the.
I'm sorry, you said
Rodriguez?
Ronnie?
No. I said Sonia.
S-O-N-Y-A.
So, S-O-N-I-A.
Okay.
And the last name, Rodriguez.
Can you spell that for me?
R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-C.
R-O-D-R-I-U.
No. R-O-D-I-G-U-E, like Edward, Z like Zebra.
R-O-D-I-I-G-U-E-Z.
No, R-O-D-R-I.
R-O-D-R-I?
G-U-E-Z, Z like Zebra. You got it?
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
2922 14th Avenue Southeast, Naples, Florida, 34117, the zip code that you asked me at the beginning. I have here all the information that I fill it out for your company. And they tell me the chart is $9.99 and it was a promotion from Walmart to me. And I only have to pay for the shipping charge that was $9.99. I have it in writing that. And I think they put
okay, ma'am. I'm not finding an account.
Let me see if there is an invoice number here. Hold on. Because I'm not your client. Your company sent me the information. So it's not that I am your client. You understand? Okay. I say here the order number. I found it. Hold on. Give me a second, Kiara. The order number is 1544317. That's the order number.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm still not finding an account.
But your company is not the one that I tell you?
I'm sorry?
I'm talking about the company, the name that I gave you. And that information, send it to me for your company.
Could it be under another name, ma'am?
Another name? No, Sonia Rodriguez is me.
Okay,
and
well,
I'm the one that filled out the application they sent me today. I have here, they said, thank you for your order is processing. That they say here. And what I found that they charge on my bank twice the amount that they said they're going to collect from me. They told me it was $9.99 and they charged me $9.99 twice.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry. I can't assist you today because I'm not finding an account.
But I give you the order number. I don't have an account with you. I have an order number.
Yes, ma'am, but you will have to have an account with us in order for you to have the number. I can't find
your
account.
They don't ask me for account number, sweetie. They don't ask me for account number.
Ma'am, I've tried to find your account with your zip code, your phone number, and your first and last name. I'm not finding an account with your name nor the address that you've given me.
Let me tell you, I have a phone number here, 844-201-0113. Is that number for you too?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Or it could be for another customer support. They might have you in their system, but we don't.
Oh, let me call that other number then, okay?
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.